Any listeners who have travelled by air are bound to be familiar with the frustration of being unable to access in-flight entertainment. Now, a simple change to their system has made in-flight entertainment on Qantas flights available to screen reader users. And here to tell us more is Media Access Australia's Eliza Cusson. Welcome, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what system does Qantas use, and why was it inaccessible to begin with?
Well, Qantas has started using iPads in the cabins of their planes to show the in-flight entertainment videos. Ordinarily, that would be great because, as we know, iPads are so accessible. So imagine a lot of blind and vision-impaired passengers were thrilled to discover that what was in front of them was actually an iPad. The problem was, though, that even though the accessibility features were there on their devices, a user wasn't able to go into the settings menu and actually turn them on, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, would be very frustrating.
So what has Qantas done to fix the problem?
Well, a number of people complained and made Qantas aware of the problem, and I'm happy to say that they have responded positively and actually changed the system.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a very simple change that just allowed users to access the settings menu and turn on voiceover. So that's a quick fix that will benefit thousands of people.
So what about the actual media player? Does that work with screen readers?
Well, that was my first question. As soon as I found out that there was actually an accessibility feature on the iPad, I thought, well, yeah, that's great, but I doubt a person could actually go in and play a video. Having worked in this area for a while, I'm afraid my expectations are just not that high. But somewhat surprisingly, the actual media player interface itself is accessible. So a friend of ours, you might know David Woodbridge with mm-hmm. Vision Australia. He blogged about this on a flight from Sydney to Melbourne, and he reported that he was able to browse all the menus, flick through all the video options, read what he was having for lunch, and watch videos all using the screen reader on the iPad. So he didn't run into any difficulties at all, which I'm aware that this is a slightly depressing thing to say, but I was very surprised by that.
Oh, well, I'm very happy about it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so, Eliza, what routes is the accessible in-flight entertainment on? It may not be on all of them.
It is not available on all of them. At the moment, it's just available on 17 domestic routes within Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes the most common ones, you know, Melbourne to Sydney, Melbourne to Perth. Unfortunately, they aren't available on long-haul flights yet, and I know that's what will make the biggest difference to people. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, being without a video on Sydney to Melbourne versus, you know, Sydney to London or Melbourne to San Francisco.
But I'm glad you said yet, because I mean, now that this has happened, it's a breakthrough, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I mean, hopefully the iPad system will be rolled out across the Qantas fleet. We're not sure of whether that will occur or what time frame there is. But hopefully it's a matter of when and not if. Well, in the meantime, I'd recommend that anyone going on a long-haul flight brings their own tablet or laptop into the cabin with them. Make sure they load them up with videos from iTunes or somewhere else, just so they have that accessible interface and don't have to, you know, ask for assistance from a sighted person, which I know is a terrible thing to have to do if you have to ask a traveling friend or a flight attendant to come help you just to access a video and get it playing. Best to just avoid that and bring your own device.
Well, what about audio description? Is that going to be available?
Oh, you always ask me that and I feel my answer is almost always the same. I'm afraid not at this stage, Roberta. Unfortunately, audio description just isn't mainstream enough yet to make it onto Qantas' system. But the reassuring thing is that Qantas does have closed captions available when possible. I'm sure that when audio description becomes more widely used, chances are Qantas will be committed to it, but that's a long-term thing.
Oh, well, let's hope that, that it's not too long in the future. Well, you can find out more information about accessible media on the Media Access Australia website. That's mediaaccess.org.au or by calling 02 9212 6242 and speaking with Eliza and the team. Thank you very much for all of that today, Eliza. It's always good to speak to you, especially when there's good news.
Love to bring it to you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Eliza Cusson from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.